Bringing you your coffee is my favorite part of the day. I bring a tray laden with mug, saucer, cream, and sugar. You usually don't take the cream and sugar, but I figure it's good to include them anyways. I knock on your door once, and then let myself in. You're working or reading the paper, and the curtains are usually pulled apart so that the sunlight can stream through, and I always like watching it reflect off of your hair. I put the tray down on your desk, and then I sit down on the floor at your feet, legs tucked to one side. I put my head on your knee, because I like looking up at you like that, watching you drink your coffee. Usually you ignore me, but sometimes you might glance down, smile. I love that. Sometimes you even reach down with your free hand to pat my head or tangle your fingers lightly through my hair. I always smile so wide when you look at me like that. When you're nearly done with your coffee, you open your legs just a little, just slightly wider, and that's my first cue. My cue that I can touch you a little. So I sit up on my knees and move beneath you, put one hand on each of your thighs. And while you finish up the last few sips, I run my fingers up and down, gentle, teasing, loving. I'm gazing up and watching the subtle bob of your Adam's apple as you swallow. And I realize I'm holding my breath. I love the anticipation in that moment. You're taking your time, but I'm impatient. I want to touch you more. And then finally, the coffee is gone, and you sit forward in the chair, just a little. My second cue. Finally, now I can reach up, undo your belt, and lower your pants. The clinkle of your belt buckle disturbs the morning stillness a little bit. But still, I force myself to be slow. I run my fingers along your thighs again, feeling skin this time. I follow the path they make with my lips, and when I finally reach your crotch, your cock is there to greet me. I nuzzle you and kiss you and explore with my nose, pushing your cock across my face. My hands are resting on either side, thumbs in that groove where your legs meet your hips. I bring them up to hold your cock as I bring my nose and my lips lower to explore your balls. There's a kind of comfort in this morning ritual that we have. When I get to feel you against me, no words between us. You're growing in my hands now, and now I can have a conversation. Now the conversation begins. You likely haven't said a word to me yet, and you don't need to, because your cock speaks for you. I raise my head to your cock again, and I listen. With my lips, with my tongue, with my face. Maybe you're feeling relaxed and indulgent, and your cock is attentive, responsive, persuadable. I lick you slowly, savoring. I take your head gently in my mouth and swirl my tongue, cataloging your textures, your firmness, your moisture. We play together, exploring your need. I swallow you down deep and then slowly ease back to see how else you can need me. I swallow you down deep, then slowly ease back to see how else you can need me, how else I can service you. I stroke you with my hands while my lips tease your head, or I swallow you again while my fingers cup your balls, gently massaging, calibrating their dance to make you need. Or maybe you're frustrated, Maybe you're stressed and you have a big day coming up, something due at work, and your cock is angry and pulsing. On those days, I suck you down fast and hard and deep until you grab me by the back of my head and force me down onto your cock. Those days are nice too. On those days, I get all wet. I get all messy. And I'm just what you need. You use me and I oblige. Your fingers urgent in my hair and my tongue unrelenting on your cock. Or maybe you're reluctant. You're not quite in the mood yet. Your cock is stubbornly semi-erect. And that's okay too. I can wait. And I can tease you. I can lick your balls and slowly, deliberately work your cock in my hand until you're full size. And then, when you're ready for more, I grip you hard at the base, tugging and pulling, insistent, while my mouth eagerly works your head. I solicit your orgasm, begging with my lips and fingers and tongue. I like those days too, when I can persuade you and you give me what I want. I read your cock, read your need, and give you whatever you need. Your cock tells me how to use my tongue, how to take you in my hands. You don't need to tell me anything. Whether you need to be gripped or pumped or sucked, I can tell by the subtle way you shift in your chair. Or by the way, I can glance down and see how your toes curl. All of your movements tell me how much to lick, where to lick, how to lick. Whether you need a tight, wet hole you can fuck with abandon, or a soft and gentle touch, massaging and soothing until you're fit to burst. And when you are ready to burst, your body tells me how. You pulse and you throb, or you ache, or you strain. Maybe you need to thrust deep and shoot it all straight down my throat. Or maybe you need those rapid, shallow strokes. You're rigid and insistent, making your presence known as you arrive. Maybe you need to come in my mouth, your head resting against my tongue while my hand pumps the shaft, and I flick my tongue and you fill me. You flood me. And I taste you as you spill out over my lips, glossing them, dribbling down my chin. Maybe I've teased and coaxed you for so long, you hardly need any touch or pressure at all, and I can just lay your cock on my face and lap lightly at your balls. Glide the nails of one hand over your inner thigh. Run a slick thumb over your head. And then you're coming. You're coming to me. You're coming on me. Covering my face. All that warm cum just sliding down my cheeks as another rope spills onto my forehead. I brush your cock across my face, painting myself until there's an even glaze. Your lust painted on my face like a picture. Or maybe I sit back on my heels and jerk you off hard and fast until you come all over me, drenching my face and my chest and my neck, falling into my lap and all over my legs, and I'll have to go change before I can resume my day. And you do like to make a mess of me. And I do like it too. I love watching you as you come. The way your lips part and your eyes get that far away look. Eyebrows pressed together. Looking at me while not looking at me. Overwhelmed with the feeling of pleasure. I like putting you in that headspace. I like you putting me in this headspace, and that's why I prefer when you come on me. It's easier to watch you with my head further back. I like to watch your cock, but even more than that, I like to watch your face. All of that lust, that excitement, knowing that I'm the one who caused that. I love how we look at each other with the same need and the same ache and the same affection. The way that your fingers continue to cradle my head, even after I finished. I don't think you realize quite how much it shows, that affection on your face, as you've come all over mine. And that's why fetching coffee is my favorite task of the day. Sometimes you send me off with a pat on the rump, but sometimes you let me stay a while, my chin on your knee, silently adoring.